chaka, huka, 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 chaka, huka, 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 chaka, huka, 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 chaka, huka, huka.
Last half of the eighth here in Meyer Grove. It's the meat of the Martin order, and it starts with Kyle Leeser. Leeser, Goble, and Arsenal getting their fourth look at Ty Reller. Back out onto the bump for New Munich. 1-1 ball game as the first offering from Reller to Leeser. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Randy, how big do those that infield fly on Leeser in the fifth and then that fielder's choice to Goble in the fifth with the bases loaded, one out look now?
Oh, just huge. I mean, the Martins have left a lot of guys on base, Kirby. They left seven guys on base. Two innings, they left the bases loaded. So, yeah.
One-strike pitch missing high. As is the 1-1 pitch, now 2-1 to Leeser. Kyle's 0-3 thus far, 0-2. Infield fly, walk, and a fly out to short. As Reller ready, 2-1 pitch, that's high. Now 3-1. You don't want him on base, but you don't want to give a cookie right here, Randy. As Reller looks into his catcher, Logan Funk. Ty rocks and fires. 3-1 pitch. That is outside, ball four, and a five-pitch walk issued to Kyle Leeser. We do have a defensive change. Keegan Stengler was the pinch runner for Neil Anderson. Now we see, is that Nolan Sand at
first
base?
It is Nolan.
Nolan Sand playing first base. So the go-ahead run on first now for the Martins. That'll bring Brady Goble to the plate. In on the grass at third is Caden Sand in front of the bag. Great speed at first in Leeser. Goble the big bat into the batter's box. Reller, as it's a square by Goble, pitch missing high for ball one. Pulled back on it. Small ball has been a factor throughout the day here today, Randy. The Martins ran into a out with a failed suicide squeeze. They've got some guys over on bunts. Streak's got to run across on a safety squeeze as Reller adjusting his pants. The belt... getting a workout as well. Not he hasn't gained an ounce since high school, has he?
No.
Carbs are not the enemy to that man. As Leeser his lead from first, Reller comes home. Goble squares, takes a ball. Snap throw back to first, and Kyle back safely. So now 2-0 to Brady Goble.
Good discipline by Brady Goble, Kirby. Seeing those two pitches, eye level again. Again, it looks like, gosh, I can bunt that.
Stick your bat at the top zone and only go down. Don't go up.
Exactly.
2-0 the count. Reller set his 2-0 pitch. That's high ball three. Now you're looking, if you're Reller, put it in there. Let him bunt it. 3-0 the count to the Martin first baseman. We're tied at one here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First round action between New Munich and St. Martin as the 3-0 pitch that is in there for a strike. Now 3-1. No indication of a bunt right there for Brady. 3-1 the count. Tanner Arsenal on deck for the Martins. Leeser his lead from first. He walked as Reller set. Goble squares. Reller comes home. That pitch gets past Brady Goble. It'll be ball four. Kyle gets to second and a large turn, but he stays right there. And it is back-to-back walks to start the eighth inning. As we're going to get a runner out of the dugout, I believe, for Goble. As Carl calling time, Paul Sands out of the dugout as well. We got managers everywhere as it'll be Michael Schlungen running for Brady Goble at first base. So Michael will check in for Brady. As Paul Sand, now you got the decision to make, Randy Rothstein. Is Reller going to be able to politic his way to keeping the ball in his hand here?
I think he is. I think he's your best shot right now, Kirby. Ty has proven that he can pitch out of some jams in this ball game. It's just, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Is Tanner Arsenal going to be able to get a bunt down?
So you'd be bunting to Reeder and Leeser, which would be the 6 and 7 spots in your batting order. Powwow has come to an end. Kyle Leeser back to second base. Michael Schlungen never left first once he got out there. Tanner Arsenal is the batter. Back-to-back walks have the go-ahead runs on base for the Martins. In at first is Logan Sand. Caden's got to stay home at third to protect the bag. You can't just give it up. As Tanner squares, he bunts one hard, and it'll be fielded by Caden Sand. Throw across is in time. Bang, bang play right there.
Wow.
Another hard 90 from Tanner Arsenal. He was humming up the line, but a great play by Caden and the big bunt down, Randy Rothstein, and there's the go-ahead run at third base.
That was almost like a little swing bunt by Tanner Arsenal, but he did it so confidently, just punched it at the third baseman. Chad Funk made a great play at first base because that throw was a little bit into the runner. He had two, Kirby, and Chad didn't shy away from any kind of contact.
So now Reller's going to go right to Chad and say, do you think we should put Nolan on here, set up the force everywhere? Chad will instruct Ty that we will not be doing that. Infield all the way in, of course. Reeder, 1-for-3 on the day. Michael Schlungen at second. He gets a big cheat code lead there. Base knock should get him two. As this pitch chopped towards third, it is fielded foul by Caden Sand. Caden in foul territory right there.
That was really close to the line, though. I mean, Caden tried to field it and swipe Kyle Leeser, the base runner, at third.
One strike, the count. As a Reeder asked Carl Leeser to go through the signs once again. Reller in a big spot right here. Second and third was just one away. Here comes, it's a bluff squeeze and a swing and a miss by Nolan Reeder. And Nolan's in a hole at 0-2. So two strikes to the count. Kyle with a couple hard steps down the line. But he stays put. Nolan chased ball one, and it's 0-2 to count. Ty would love a punch out right here to get his infield back to normal depth. Schlungen at second, Leeser at third. 1-1 game, bottom eight, as the 0-2 pitch chopped on the ground towards first. Funk will field. Leeser's going to come home, and now the throw is low, and everybody's going to be safe. How about that, Randy Rothstein? Logan Funk made the correct move because Leeser off the bag. If Logan goes one more step towards first, Kyle's coming across the score. He recognized it, comes home. Kyle saw the throw come home, dove back to third, and everybody's safe.
Yeah, so you got Nolan Sand, new first baseman out there, Kirk, and he fields this one-hop shot. But if he runs to first base with the ball, Kyle Leeser's going to score on him.
Absolutely. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right?
It really
there.
Is. It really is. Now you take your chances with Scott Leeser.
Base is loaded now. Logan Funk, that's a conundrum you were in, right? Or Logan Sand, excuse me. That was a conundrum, and I think he made the right move as the first offering to Leeser. Missing for a ball. That's Nolan Sand at first base.
It is Nolan.
I'm sorry. Too many Funks and Sands on this team. 1-0 the count. Leeser at third. Schlungen at second. Reeder at first. The batter with one down is Scott Leeser. Been on base a couple times today. As the 1-0 pitch. Big Ooh. Swing and a foul off. This Ooh. One is Logan Funk. He took that.
Right off the shoulder. Right off the collarbone.
Wow. Getting beat up back there today.
Took a ball earlier in the game on the other side of his neck. Oh.
Yeah, now each collarbone is equally damaged as mask went off, T-cap went off, glove went off.
Tyreller's got a good way of making Logan Funk laugh. You know,
yeah, he's good at it.
He's got him laughing again. It's getting like him, work through it. Yeah,
cut up like he's 2004 Dave Chappelle or something like that. But 1-1 the count now. Infield stays in. 1-1 our score. One away. Martins everywhere with the bases loaded. We're back to business as Funk's back behind the dish. Reller set right at the chin. The lefty's 1-1 to Leeser. That's hit in the air to center field. Right on it is the center fielder Hinnenkamp. He makes the catch. The throw to the infield, not even close as Leeser slides in safely. And it is a 2-1 Martin lead on the sac fly RBI for Scotty L.
Scott got it just deep enough. And again, it was hit so hard that Hinnenkamp out in center field, Kirby, really couldn't get behind it a lot. To get that momentum to throw it home. So he almost threw it off his heels.
Got on him so quick.
Yeah, got on him so quick, exactly.
You can't really set up for a throw when it's a line drive right at you. So
exactly.
You catch, then set your feet and just that was a race he wasn't going to win with Kyle Leeser coming down third. So not out of the woods yet is Reller as the first pitch to Messer, missing inside for a ball because a big old run at second base yet in the form of pinch runner Michael Schlungen. Martins would love to push him across. 2-1 our score now. Streak's got one in the eighth. Martins match him with one as well as the 1-0 pitch missing high for a ball. 2-0 the count to Ryan Messer, who is 0-for-2 on the day with two strikeouts. He did have a sack bunt back in the third inning. Reller set. Look over at second. 2-0 pitch. That's way high right there. Now 3-0. Matthew Schlungen in the on-deck circle for the Martins. 3-0 the count. This inning started, Randy, with walks to Leaser and Goble. As Reller's 3-0 pitch, that is in there for a strike. Moving our count to 3-1. Walk, walk, sack bunt. Fielder's choice where the runner stayed put, and then a sack fly RBI gets one across for the Martins. Reller's 3-1. That is hit in the air up the middle. That ball is down. Turn sign from Carl Leaser. The throw into the plate. A play at the plate and toast at the plate is Michael Schlungen. Hinnenkamp, Randy, he was able to set his feet that time.
That time he was, and that's exactly what happened there, Kirby. He was able to charge it in time and get the throw home.
Martins run into their second out at the plate on the day, and I believe their third out they've run into on the afternoon. But that does all for naught right now because they lead 2-1. They push the go-ahead run across, scoring one run on one hit. There were no New Munich errors and three men left on base again for St. Martin. On to the ninth. Last wraps for New Munich. It is 2-1 in favor of St. Martin. You'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
To the ninth here in Meyer Grove. It starts with Logan Funk as Leaser's first offering missing for a ball. 1-0 pitch missing for a ball as well. Moves our count to 2-0. Last wraps for the Streaks. Opening round action of Region 15C as the 2-0 pitch that burns right in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Leaser has gone the distance, as if you were worried. Scotty's 2-1 offering, that is hit in the air to center field. Reeder right on it as Nolan makes the catch cap high. That all important out number one to start the ninth inning, Randy.
Catch by Nolan Reeder. Yep, just fading back a little bit.
So now it gets fun when you get Will Funk in the plate. One down, top nine. Martin's got one in the fifth inning, an RBI for Zach Moritz plating Scott Leaser. Streaks get one in the eighth with a safety squeeze by Jacob Hinnenkamp, and the Martins answer in the eighth as well with an RBI for Scott Leaser, scoring Kyle Leaser as a game-tying swing right there by Will Funk comes up empty for strike one.
Top five hitters for New Munich, Kirby, only one hit off of that those five hitters. Only three hits today off of Scotty Leaser.
He's tough. Three hits and two of them went, 75 feet?
Exactly.
As the 1-1 offering, that misses inside. Now 2-1. It'll be Ty Reller on deck for the Streaks if anybody reaches the veteran Joe Stengler. As Leaser ready, his 2-1 offering to Funk. That's laced up the middle and through. There's a not a cheapie right there as Will, the tying run, gets aboard on a bullet right up the gut.
You bet. One of the harder hit balls of the day, and that by Will Funk. And there's life for New Munich as Ty Reller makes his way to the plate.
Reller into the batter's box. As he represents the go-ahead run now. Ty working on an 0-for-3 as the first offering to Reller smashes that one foul. It's already to the party on the 0-0 Leaser heater. Fourth hit of the day with the Funk single right there. Scotty ready. His one strike pitch to Reller popped up, fouling out of play, and Leaser quickly gets up on Reller at 0-2. 2-1 the score here. Winner of this one, scheduled to play this evening in the state qualifying game in El Rosa. See what Region Commissioner Randy Schamberg says about that. We'll keep you posted, of course, right here on your home for Region 15C KASM. Two-strike pitch. That is missing outside for a ball. Moves our count to 1-2. Will Funk with a little fake steal right there. A couple hard steps, but then went right back to the bag. You can see where he stopped, Randy. He ran into a bit of a divot. Leaser set. His 1-2 pitch buzzed by as the gas house on Reller for big out number two. He'll bring it on fastball. Got past him, Randy, and the streaks down to their final out.
That's a foul tip right in the mitt of Brian Schlungen. A little gas on that one.
So two down, and it's up to Joe Stengler. Kyle Leaser may be telling Scott Leaser as they're going to have a powwow right here.
Probably tell him, don't hit him this time.
I know he's standing on the plate, but
yep.
Keep it off of his rib cage. As Bryce Hegger going to come out and bust up the Leaser Schlungen family,
you know,
reunion.
As much as you think Paul Sand would love to get Will Funk to second base now, Kirby, you just can't take that chance at this stage of the ballgame. You're down one, top of the ninth, two outs.
I think we've seen enough guys run into outs today.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want that one, the biggest out of the game. First offering to Stengler in there for a strike. Joe today, fly out to Goble at first, bounce out to Leaser at short. And as Randy had mentioned, hit by a pitch his last time up. Will Funk, the tying run, aboard at first base. Two down here as the one-strike pitch on the corner for a strike, and Joe's down to his final strike. 0-2 the count. Leaser has four strikeouts on the day. Scott set the pause. His 0-2 missing down, moving our count to 1-2. Should Joe extend the game, Caden Sand in the on-deck circle for the Silver Streaks. 1-2 the count, two away, top nine. 1 St. Martin lead as Leaser set. His 1-2 pitch swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Joe Stengler, and it's an opening round complete game victory for Scott Leaser and the St. Martin Martins as they go 2-1 with a victory over New Munich here today. And, Randy, that was a fun one.
Absolutely. Fun game today. Saw some great pitching on both teams. And, yeah, Scott Leaser, again, just stellar on the mound, picking up the win for the Martins.
Streaks in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. It's 2:16, Randy. So I got time of game an hour and 53 minutes. So those guys did their part on trying to get back on time. Huh?
Yeah, they did.
We got the post-game show coming up right around the corner. We'll be back with it right here on KASM.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Two-one final score in favor of San Martín. The Stearns County League South teams start the Region 15C tournament with back-to-back victories. Richmond last night, great pitching from Luke Jokola, and Scott Leaser, great pitching here today. Tough luck loss, Randy, for Ty Reller.
Very tough luck loss for Ty Reller. You know, Kirby, the game had the makings of a good one early on. We saw just the pitchers dominant in control, and you knew both teams were going to play a little small ball somewhere along the way. They did, and it came down to just closing out the victory today for Scott Leaser as the Martins go 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base, 1 run, 4 hits. 1 error for New Munich. They left 4 on base. Scott Leeser with the complete game victory today. Ty Reller takes the loss. And you had talked pitch count earlier about Ty Reller, and his pitch count must be up there. But I think Scott Leeser got by with a minimal amount of pitches today. He threw very, very well.
I mean, and we talked a little bit during the broadcast, Randy, about the plan of attack as a batter when you face a guy like Scott Leeser, where if you don't want to mess around with that slider later in the count, you see something you like on 0-0-0-1, you better hack at it, because if that's what you think you can do, you know, you're not really confident in that off-speed pitch, go ahead, let it fly. So, yeah, I'd say the pitch count probably was in favor of Scott. Wouldn't surprise me to see him on the bump in El Rosa tonight if we do make it over there. But a battle by New Munich, kind of that never-say-die, had a runner on in the ninth to tie the game, tied the game itself in the eighth on a safety squeeze, so the Streaks got to head to the south end of the bracket.
You bet. So, St. Martin with the win. They're scheduled to play at 7:30 tonight against the winner of our next ball game. That's Lake Henry and Luxembourg. New Munich drops down into the loser's bracket, and they're scheduled to play against the loser of the next game, and that's Sunday at 4 o'clock. Again, those game times could change depending upon if we continue to get ball games in or not today.
Get moving. Yeah, there we go. Well, it's cap time. What do you think?
Yeah, coveted cap, player of the game today. We had Zach Moritz with a couple hits. He was 2-for-3 on the day today. Scott Leeser pitched a four-hitter. He also had a double in the ball game. So, Kirby, we're going to flip a coin.
Okay.
Zach Moritz.
Zach Moritz. All right.
Zach Moritz.
Coincidentally, Scott Leeser has a fine collection of coveted hats over the last region and state tournament run. So Mr. Moritz gets
I change the design of the cap, Scott Leeser would say, give it to someone else.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Zach, what a game by Moritz of Barrel City on the RBI earlier. And he gets the cap, Randy.
You bet. We're going to send it back to our studios here, Kirby.
Well, I got to let people know who made this broadcast possible first, as we were unable to broadcast these games without these fine places and companies and people. St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, Albany Chrysler, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&S Excavating, Beyerbilt, Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dole, Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, and El Rosa Lumber Company. Scott's got the birthday club. Scott's got some nice afternoon music, and then Randy and I will be back after it's Burger Heaven for Runcie between games. We'll have the Lakers and the Brewers coming up, what do you think, half hour?
Half hour,
like
I'd say.
Half hour from now. Again, final score, St. Martin 2, New Munich 1. Scott, take her away.